This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives approved a measure Wednesday calling for a federal government report on evidence of war crimes committed during the Russian invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The vote was near unanimous.
The yeas are 418, the nays are 7.
With that, the U.S. House of Representatives called for a federal government report on evidence of war crimes committed during the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The vote followed growing reports of atrocities in Ukraine in towns around the capital, Kyiv, particularly in Bucha, and new accounts of civilian deaths in the besieged port city of Mariupol. In his nightly video address to the nation late Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of trying to hide evidence of war crimes to interfere with the international investigation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Zelensky also said in his daily video address Thursday that Ukraine wants sanctions that are economically destructive enough for Russia to end its war. Zelensky is accusing some countries of still prioritizing money over punishment for civilian killings that the West condemns as war crimes. The European Union is joining the United States in imposing new sanctions, but critics are calling the measures insufficient. From Paris, Lisa Bryant has more for VOA.
Calls for tougher energy bans are also growing within the EU, including from Baltic states, which ended Russian natural gas imports as of April 1st, and the bloc's executive arm. That includes European Council President Charles Michel, who addressed the European Parliament Wednesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that measures on oil and even gas will also be needed sooner or later.
The same message was sent from the EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, who said the EU has paid Russian President Vladimir Putin more than $35 billion for energy imports since the war began. Compared to only about $1 billion worth of arms and weapons the EU sent to Ukraine. For VOA, this is Lisa Bryant in Paris.
This is VOA News. Authorities in the Midwestern U.S. state of Minnesota announced Wednesday they will not file charges against a Minneapolis police officer who fatally shot a black man while executing a search warrant back in February. 22-year-old Amir Locke was sleeping on a couch in an apartment when police broke in without knocking as part of a homicide investigation. Authorities said Locke was shot seconds after he pointed a gun in the direction of officers. His family says video footage from a police body camera appeared to show he was startled awake. Minnesota State Attorney General Keith Ellison acknowledged that Locke might not have been shot if it wasn't for the no-knock warrant, but he told reporters the case does not merit charges being brought against Officer Mark Hanneman.
Current law only allows us to evaluate the case from the perspective of a reasonable police officer, and that language is from the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and relevant cases and statutes. We're not allowed to evaluate the case from the perspective of the victim.
Locke's death has sparked a re-examination of no-knock search warrants in Minneapolis and elsewhere in the United States. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey announced a moratorium on such warrants immediately after the shooting. A founding member of a popular old-school rap group has been convicted of manslaughter. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has that story.
A New York City jury has found Kid Creole guilty in the stabbing of a homeless man on the street. Prosecutors say the rapper with Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five stabbed the man twice in the chest with a steak knife in Midtown Manhattan back in 2017. The jury did not believe the rapper, whose real name is Nathaniel Glover, when he claimed the stabbing of John Jolly was in self-defense. Prosecutors say Kid Creole attacked the man because he thought the victim was gay and was trying to hit on him. Glover is to be sentenced May 4th. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Repeating our top story, Russian forces bombarded cities in Ukraine as the United States imposed more sanctions Wednesday after civilian killings widely condemned as war crimes, and Ukraine's president urged a decisive Western response amid divisions in Europe. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.